Open goals and jumping the gun. More sporting idioms. My last post looked at idioms that come from the sport of boxing. This post presents some more common sporting idioms. Back in 2019, I wrote about idioms with the word ball. I won't repeat those here, but there are plenty of others. I'll start with three common idioms from the world's most popular sport, football, or soccer for our US-based friends. If you describe a situation as an open goal, you mean that it gives someone an opportunity to do something very easily and without opposition. An own goal is something that harms you and benefits an opponent, especially when the result is the opposite of what you intended. Finally, if someone moves the goalposts, they change the rules or requirements of something in a way that makes it more difficult. For example, we missed an open goal by failing to publicise their errors. Unfortunately, the company's ad campaign proved to be an own goal because it offended so many customers. She said we could use the house if we looked after her animals, but then she moved the goalposts and demanded rent too. Interestingly, although most British people are baffled by the game of baseball, its idioms are widely used in British as well as American English. If someone covers all the bases, they do absolutely everything they can to make sure that something's successful. If you touch base with someone, you talk to them quickly to see how they are or to get information from them. For example, we try to cover all the bases when doing background checks on our employees. I need to touch base with my boss before I can authorise this payment. Also from baseball, when someone steps up to the plate, they prepare to take action, often to do something difficult. While if something or someone throws you a curveball, it gives you an unexpected problem. For example, when her father died unexpectedly, she stepped up to the plate and took over the family business. I was about to go on a cycling holiday when life threw me a curveball. I broke my ankle skateboarding. From horse racing, we get the phrase the home straight or the home stretch, which means the final part of a long and often difficult task. While from human races, we have jump the gun, which means to do something before the correct or the best time. For example, the project's been going on for a year, but we're heading into the home straight now. We should buy shares, but let's not jump the gun. Prices may come down soon. There are, of course, many other sporting idioms, but I'll finish with a phrase connected with not taking part in sports. If you are on the sidelines, you are not involved in something yourself, although you may be watching it happen.